ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर उत्तम श्लोके भक्ते भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवके नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 द समम बोर्नम चैप्टर 1 द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंट्रोडक्शन टेक्स्ट नंबर 33 एंड 34। 33 doesn't have purport, so I will just read it and will repeat text number 34.
Shankhaturya mridangascha nedur dundubhayal samam prayana prakametata varavadho sumangalam.
Translation. O beloved son Maharaj Parikshit, when the bride and bridegroom were ready to start, conch shells, bugles, drums and kettle drums all vibrated in concert for their auspicious departure. Text number 34. Please repeat after me.
Pathi pragrahinam kansam abhabhashah shariravak अस्यास्त्वाम् अष्टमो गर्भो हन्तायां वहसे बुधा पथि प्रग्रहिणं कंसम् अभाषाः शरीरवाक् अस्त्वास्त्वा अस्यास्त्वाम् अष्टमो गर्भो हन्तायां वहसे बुधा पथि प्रग्रहिणं कांसम् अभाषाः शरीरवाक् अस्यास्त्वामष्टमो गर्भो हन्तायां वहसे बुधा।
Ladies, word to word meaning, pathi on the way, परि प्रग्रहिणं who was managing the reins of the horses, Kamsam unto Kamsa, Abhasya, addressing, Aha, said, A Shariravak, a voice coming from someone whose body was invisible. Asyaha, of this girl, Devaki, Pam, you, Ashtamaha, the eighth, Garbha, pregnancy, Hanta, killer, Yam, her whom, Vahase, you are carrying, Abudha, you foolish rascal. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. While Kamsa, controlling the reins of the horses, was driving the chariot along the way, and an embodied voice addressed him, You foolish rascal! The eighth child of the woman that you are carrying will kill you. Purport. The omen spoke of Ashtamo Garbha, referring to the eighth pregnancy, but did not clearly say whether the child was to be a son or a daughter. Even if Kamsa were to see that the eighth child of Devaki was a daughter, he should have no doubt that the eighth child was to kill him. According to Vishwakosh dictionary, the word Garbha means embryo, and also Arbhaka or child. Kamsa was affectionate toward his sister, and therefore he had become the chariot driver to carry her and his brother-in-law to their home. The demigods, however, did not want Kamsa to be affectionate toward Devaki, and therefore, from an unseen position, they encouraged Kamsa to offend her. Moreover, the six sons of Marichi had been cursed to take birth from the womb of Devaki, and upon being killed by Kamsa, they would be delivered. When Devaki understood that Kamsa would be killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who would appear from her womb, she felt great joy. The word Vahase is also significant because it indicates that the ominous vibration condemned Kamsa for acting just like a beast of burden by carrying his enemy's mother. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavavcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamcha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम नाम श्रेष्ठम मनुमपि सचि पुत्रम अत्र स्वरूपम रूपम तस्याग्रजम उरुपुरी माथुरीम गोष्ठवातिम राधा कुंडम गिरिवरम अहो राधिका माधव श्याम प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथित कृपया श्री गुरुम तम नतोस्मि। हरे कृष्णा। परीक्षित महाराज वॉज एट द हाइएस्ट लेवल ऑफ हिज लाइफ द एम्परर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड द हाइएस्ट पोजिशन दैट एनी ह्यूमन बींग ऑन दिस प्लैनेट कैन एस्पायर फॉर एंड ही गेव अप दैट पोजिशन एंड ही सरेंडर्ड टू डिवोटीज इन रिगार्ड्स टू मटेरियल अचीवमेंट्स ही वॉज एट द हाइएस्ट समिट एंड पिक ऑफ हिज लाइफ There was nothing more to be achieved by Parikshit Maharaj. On the other hand, Shukadeva Goswami, he says, he admits in the second canto, in the beginning, Pari Nishtitopi Nairgunne. My dear Parikshit, I was already situated on the highest level of Brahman realization. And our Acharyas explained that he didn't have even an iota, a tinge of material desires, Shukadeva Goswami. On this side, in spiritual realm, in Brahmavad, he was having the highest realization. That's why he was self-satisfied. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and many other acharyas, they always quote this verse. Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgrantha Api Urukrame Kuruvanti Ahaitu Kim Bhaktim Ittham Bhuta Guno Harihi. Even though these Atmaramas, like the four Kumaras and Shukadeva Goswamis, they don't have any material desire, no whatsoever, any material aspirations. Still they got attracted to the transcendental qualities of Lord Hari. That goes to show, that proves, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, and Suta Goswami as well as, Ittham Bhuta Guno Harihi, that Lord Hari has transcendental qualities beyond any material realm. So Srimad Bhagavatam is discussed between such great exalted people. On one side, Parikshit Maharaj, who had achieved everything and he left it aside. On the other side, Shukadeva Goswami. So this great book of transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna is the subject matter of such Paramhansas and liberated souls. That's why it is said as Paramhansa Sanhita. What a conditioned soul like me can discuss about the Lord's pastimes. That too, the pastimes recorded in the Samambonam, the 10th canto. Still, I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that I can repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada. In Diwali, there is some sale everywhere going on, isn't it? Clothes sale, even mobile, everywhere. Whatever you want to go and purchase nowadays, in this season, there is a lot of concession, isn't it? Bonanza, prizes. You know the origin of giving concession and more benefits on this Diwali occasion? The origin is Radharani, Kartik month. In this month, if you do any devotional activity, if you chant one round, it is like chanting thousands of rounds. If you visit once in Vrindavan, it is like visiting thousands of times. You do any devotional activity in this month, you cannot count only. Even saying 1,000 is not good. You cannot count. It pleases so much to Radha Ras Bihari. So it is our great fortune that we have this opportunity of discussing Krishna Katha, that to 10th canto we have just entered in this month of Kartik. Jaya Granthrashivam Bhagavatam ki. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is not different than Krishna. In the glorification of Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, like the lotus feet of the Lord. You can see here. Shloka is visible. Padau yadiyo prathamadvitiyo trutiyatu yayo katito yaduru. Repeat. Start with me. Nabhistathapan. Please say. Nabhistathapanchama eva sashto bhujantaram dor yugalam tathanyo kanthastu rajan navamo yadiyo mukharavindam dashamam prafullam ekadasho yashchalalatapattam shiropi advadasha eva bhati namami deva karuna nidhanam tamalavarnam suhitavataram apar sansar samudra setum bhajamahe bhagavata swarupam. So we worship Lord Krishna, who is not different than Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. Just as when Lord Ramchandra came in Treta Yuga, Vayu came to help him as Hanuman. When Krishna came in Dwapara Yuga, then Vayu again came to help him. As? Speak loudly, there is no JST. Bhima. And when Srimad Bhagavatam appeared in Kali Yuga, then Vayu came as? Madhvacharya. Yes. So, Krishna appears in every yuga. This 10th canto is a Mukhamandala of Lord Sri Krishna. And we are just into that only. In the month of, glorious month of Kartik. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 24th verse and 24th chapter, 65th verse, 65. It mentions very beautifully how 10th canto is Mukhamandala. 9:24:65. Yasyananam makara kundala charukara dhajat kapula subhagam suvilasahasam nityotsavam natatrupir dishibhirpi bantyo naryo narascha mudita kupita nimescha. This is just second last of 9th canto. Thereafter 9th canto ends. The 10th canto starts. And this verse, the acharyas have explained, this verse clearly indicates that the 10th canto is the lotus face of Lord Sri Krishna. Yasyanana makara kundala charu karna. His entire face is so charu. He has beautiful ears and earrings like sharp shaped. And Brajat Kapol Subhagam, and his beautiful forehead is auspicious in all ways. Suvilasahasam, he has beautiful smile. Nityotsavam, this smile and this lotus face is Nityotsavam, always a celebration for the devotees. Naryo Narascha Muditaha, all the gopas and gopis and everyone becomes pleased, and specifically the Brajavasis gopis. The curse, Lord Brahma, Kupita Nimeshcha. Why he has created these eyelids? So that's how we are in the 10th canto discussing about the lotus face of Lord Sri Krishna. And 29 to 34, these five chapters, they describe about Rasa Panchadaya, that is specific smile of Lord Krishna. The 10th canto is consisting of 90 chapters. First, 1, 2, 3 mentions about Mathura. Then till 49, it mentions about Vrindavan. And thereafter, Mathura, एंड द्वारका. जय ग्रंथ, जय श्री श्री राधाराज बिहारी की, सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की, गौरनीताय की जय. दिस इज हाउ द 90 चैप्टर्स हैव बीन कवर्ड. सो वी आर फॉर्चुनेट दैट इन दिस मंथ ऑफ कार्तिक वी आर डिस्कसिंग द 10th कैंटो. परीक्षित महाराज आउट ऑफ ग्रेटिट्यूड टू सुखदेव गोस्वामी ही रिक्वेस्ट्स to Shukadeva Goswami, please narrate the pastimes of Krishna. This attitude of gratitude is very important in bhakti, because then only we can become humble and develop some bhakti in our life. The attitude of gratitude will increase our aptitude for receiving Krishna's mercy to beyond any altitude and latitude, and specifically we are when destitute. So that's why gratitude is very important. Parikshit Maharaj, in the 5th verse, 6th and 7th of the same chapter, first chapter, he says, why I want to hear Krishna Katha, Krishna's detailed pastimes. He says very nicely, he is recollecting the mercy of Krishna upon him and his family members. Pita Mahame Samare Marinjayir Deva Vratadyathiratayisti Mingalai Durattayam Kaurava Sainya Sagaram Kurtva Taranvatsapadam Smayat Pallavaha. My grandfathers, they crossed over the great ocean of Kurukshetra battle, where it was ocean because there were very great, great Timingalas. Today morning we were hearing from Prabhupada, Timingala means there is a big fish which can eat even whale, blue whale. So such Timingalas were there in the Kurukshetra army on the side of Kauravas in the form of Devavratadya. Devavrata, Bhishma, Pitamaha, Dronacharya, Karna. These were certainly very powerful warriors in front of the Pandavas. Durattayam Kaurava Sainya Sagaram. It was very difficult to cross over that ocean. But by taking shelter of your, by Krishna's lotus feet, they have crossed beyond this ocean. What else happened? Dravunyastra Viploshtam Idam Madangam Santana Bijam Kuru Pandavanam Jugopakukshim Gata Atta Chakro Matushchameya Sharanam Gataya. Dravunya, son of Dronacharya, whose name was Ashwatthama, he had released Brahmastra for killing the last seed of Kaurava dynasty, Pandu dynasty. The last seed, Santana Bijam Kuru Pandavanam. That goes to show that apart from Parikshit, nobody was surviving. He was the only seed. Kuru Pandavanam, both dynasties, both sides. Matushchameya Sharanam Gatayam. And my mother Uttara Devi surrendered to whom? That Krishna. I want to hear about him. Viryanitasya Khiladeha Bhajam Antar Bahi Purushakala Rupai Prayachato Mrutyum Amrutamcha Mrutyum Amrutamcha Maya Manushasya Vadasva Vidvan. Then he says, Lord Sri Krishna appearing within and outside of material embodied living beings by his own potency in the form of eternal time, that is Paramatma, and as Virat Rupa gave liberation to everyone either as cruel death or as life. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna gave liberation to everyone whoever saw him while dying. So it was Krishna's master plan to kill all these thousands of and millions of soldiers. There was no another chance to liberate them. So this so-called ahimsa is not of use when there is war, dharma yuddha. So one great politician from India, he says, if Krishna has done that Kurukshetra war, I don't believe him. But he did not know that Krishna had this transcendental plan of collecting them together and killing them in front of him. Just by seeing him, they get liberated. So this vision is given by pure devotees like Prabhupada, not by some politicians. He was a politician, the Indian politician, he was a politician among the saints, and saint among the politicians. So that is why Parikshit Maharaj is requesting to Shukadev Goswami, "My dear Gurudev, please kindly narrate me those pastimes of Lord Krishna in detail, because I am indebted to him eternally, generations after generations." And in today's verse, we see, this is a very famous verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his Sararth Darshani, he has given very elaborate commentaries on the 10th canto as well as on this chapter also. In this scene of today's verse, we see that Vasudev and Devaki got married and they are on their way home. Out of affection, brother Kansa, he is driving the chariot. He was not the sibling of Devaki, by the way. He was cousin brother. We'll see. In our today discussion, we'll see mainly about Kansa and his history. So he was driving the chariot. At the same time, there was this Akashvani. This word is coming from here only. The unembodied voice. A Sharirvak. It proclaimed, "You fool, rascal. The 8th child of the woman that you are carrying will kill you." So much for his loving affections for his sisters. So Vasudeva was there. At the same time, Kansa gave up the reins of the horses and he drew the sword to kill the mother of his enemy, that is his own sister. Srila Prabhupada mentions and gives a lot of elaborate commentary in Krishna book and other places. Vasudeva tried to convince Kansa through all the means. Sam, Dham, Danda, Bhed. Prabhupada mentions. Vasudeva tried his level best to convince Kansa not to kill Devaki. But unfortunately, he did not listen any reason, or he did not get convinced from Vasudeva. Finally, Vasudeva gave a promise. Okay. So whichever child I beget, I will come and deliver to you. So don't kill this innocent younger sister of yours. So now, here is the demon, Kamsa. So who that Kamsa is, we will be discussing now, his background. He was one of the most atrocious demons of the time. All the demons like Putana, Trunavarta, Aghasura, Bakasura, Dhenukasura, all were his subordinate ministers. He was like prime minister and they were his cabinet. Just imagine, one demon was so big and huge like Keshi and Arishtasur, still they were subservient to Kamsa. Just imagine the power of Kamsa and his evil motivations. This demon, he believed in the words of Vasudev. That proves the chastity of words of Vasudev, that he never spoke lie in his life. He never broke his promise in his entire life. Any common person can easily believe. Any sajjan, any gentle person can easily believe. But a demon, and that to Kamsa, if he believes, that means Vasudev was having very, very, very high integrity of his words. That's why Prabhupada, at several places, he mentions the platform of Vasudeva Shabditam. The platform of Vasudeva is Shuddha Sattva. Then only Krishna appears. That's why when Vasudeva was born to Shurasena, then the demigods had played kettle drums. Anakadundubhi, They had played the Dundubhi. So that's why his one name is Anaka Dundubhi. He was so popularly known for his promises. But that same Vasudev, he promised to Kansa although, and as his promise, he took his first child. He went to Kamsa, he delivered. Kamsa said, no, I have fear from the eighth child. You need not bring this child to me. You can bring directly the eighth one. Vasudeva did not believe Kamsa's words. He came back. That time Narad Muni, he approached Kamsa. And he instigated Kamsa. Just now I am coming from the heavenly planets and the demigods were having meeting about you. How to kill you? I just overheard it and came here to tell you. Be careful. Are, but I have been told that eighth child of Devaki will kill me. What is the harm from this first child? How do you know this is eighth? Vishnu is very tricky. He may count the other way round. He took a lotus and showed him. You count the petals of this lotus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You count like this. Ulta. The other way round. So which is the 8th one? Tell me. You count from anywhere. Which is the 8th one? Tell me. It might be from the beginning also, na? Enough of his love for his sister and brother-in-law. He arrested both of them and he put them into jail. We should not misunderstand Narad Muni for instigating Kansa's anger here. There is a huge background for this instigation. The point I want to clear here is, the most famous Vasudev, who is known for his promises, whom Kansa also believed, what he did, when the eighth child born, that time, upon the order of that child, he took that child to Gokula. He did not go to Kansa, he did not go to his palace, as he had promised. Rather, he hid that child in some brother's home. Nanda Maharaj was his brother. And it was not known to anyone except Devaki and Vasudev. He did not take prior permission of neither Kansa nor any ministers. Forget about Nanda Maharaj. He came to Nanda Maharaj's house, the maternity room of Yashoda Mai. She was sleeping because of labor pain. And without her permission, without any prior consent from Vasudev, he exchanged the babies. He kept safely under their protection his own son and he brought their daughter, knowing well that she will be killed mercilessly. So it's purely a case of kidnap, isn't it? Kidnapping case. Without any permission he did so. Neither he took permission from Nanda Maharaj nor Yashoda Mai. And it was not that he was going to raise her very nicely as a princess. He was going to kill her, butcher her. Even though he did not desire, but he knew well that Kansa will butcher her. Despite his so much of high popularity, he took this big risk in his life. It doesn't matter for me what people will think about me in future, what they will call me as a cheater. But if Krishna wants, I am ready to break any promise. I am ready to do anything for Krishna's pleasure. That's why Uddhava says, Asamaho charana renu jushama hamsyam vrindavane kimapi gulmalata ushadhinam yadustyajam swajana marya patham chahitva. Gopis of Vrindavan, they gave up their path of Arya, or the path that is followed by Varnashrama system, just for the pleasure of Krishna. So similarly, Vasudev did so. And we have the example of Sanatan Goswami. He also cheated the jailkeeper. I am going to Makka, he said, and he went to Vrindavan. He bribed also, by the way. So by the way, we are not encouraging bribing and cheating people. Don't take it negatively. The principle is that pleasing Krishna is higher than our own vows and other things. And we may consider, no, this is Krishna's desire, let me do it. But that has to be sanctioned by the authorities and the spiritual master. At Prabhupada, one place he says. So there is a huge background why Narad Muni instigated Kansa. Lord Brahma had several Manas Putras. Bhrugu Rishi, Narad Muni, Chatushkumaraj, and one is Marichi, the direct sons of Brahma. This is not the same Marich from Ramayana, whom Ramchandra killed as a deer, golden deer. This is not the same. Marichi is a direct son of Lord Brahma. His son is Kashyapa, and Kashyapa's sons are demons and demigods. So Marichi is so great. So Marichi had other set of 6 sons, half dozen. They were very powerful sons of Marichi. They saw once that Brahma was affected by mode of passion. He was attracted to his own daughter. It was a pastime of the Lord, by the way. And they started laughing at Lord Brahma. It was an offense on the part of the 6 sons. And they were cursed to become demons, to take birth in the families of demons. So they became the 6 grandchildren of Hiranyakashipu. And their father's name was Kalanemi. And their names were like this. The first was Hansa, second was Suvikrama, third was Karatha, fourth was Damana, fifth was Ripud Mardana, and sixth was Krodhanta. When they took birth as Kalanemi's sons and Hiranyakashipu's grandchildren. Once, without the permission of their grandfather Hiranyakashipu, but with the consent of Kalanemi, they went to perform austerities to please Lord Brahma. And they succeeded. And they asked, as usually, like the demons ask benediction, I should not be killed from this way, I should not be killed by that way, like that. Brahma, understanding their motivation, he gave them benedictions. When Hiranyakashipu learnt about this, he cursed them. With whose permission you had gone for austerities? Papa, our father. So then he says, this your same papa, father, will kill you in the next life. He will take birth in the womb of Devaki and he will kill you. So this is mentioned in the Hari Vansh Purana, Vishnu Parva, 2nd chapter, this background. And thereafter, when the Aparaga starts, also there is some background also. In the 8th canto, 10th chapter, when Devasur Sangram happens, there is war between, perpetual war between the demons and demigods. In one of such wars, the demons outwitted the demigods. Being defeated by the demons, all the demigods went to Lord Vishnu and sought protection from the demons. Then Lord Vishnu, it is a very nice line, Hari Smriti Sarva Vipad Vimokshanam. Just by remembering Lord Hari in any vipada, all vipadas are destroyed. So Lord Hari appears on the scene of battlefield on the back of Garuda. That time he defeats and kills all the demons. But Shukracharya, the spiritual master of the demons, he gives them rejuvenation, Amrita Sanjeevani, and brings them back to lives. Again Lord Vishnu appears, and that time this Kalanemi, he sits on the back of lion, and he had a very powerful trident, Trishula. He hurled that Trishula at Lord Vishnu. That same trident was grabbed by Lord Vishnu and he threw it back to Kalanemi. At the same time, at a time, Kalanemi and his carrier, lion, was killed. This is mentioned in the 8th canto, 10th chapter. So he had that memory that Vishnu has killed me, Vishnu is my enemy. Almost at the end of Dwapar Yuga in Mathurapuri, there was a king named Ugrasena. He married with the daughter of Vidarbha Raj, Satyaketu. Her name was Padmavati. And after many years or many days, father of Padmavati, that is Satyaketu, wanted to see his daughter out of affection. So he sent his messenger to Mathura to bring her back to her home. And she comes. And as we know, the ladies, Indian traditional ladies, when they get married, they go to their husband's house. When they come back home to their father's house, it is like heaven for them. It is like being in heaven for them. They have all freedom, they have all liberation almost, and they enjoy like anything. Even the father is poor, still they don't mind. They relish that still like anything. I have also heard that they wait for those days that when will I go back home to my father's house for a few days. So like that, Padmavati was having those emotions. And she comes to her father's house and she is strolling around, she is watching, she is recollecting her memory, childhood memories from the palace, from the surrounding areas, courtyards, her playgrounds. One time she was near Pushpavana mountain. And there was a lake, she was sitting there on the bank of the lake. That time one Gandharva named Durmila, he got attracted to this Padmavati because she was very beautiful. And he disguised, that Durmila disguised as Ugrasena, her husband. And he approached Padmavati. Padmavati misunderstood that this is my husband, that he has come all the way from Mathura to meet me here because of my separation. And she also got attracted and they embraced. After embracing, she understood that he is not my husband. He is someone else. But by that time, she was impregnated. Then she cursed him that he will be killed. Then again, that Durmila curses that the son that you will get from me will be a demon which will harass you and your family. And that same Kalanemi which was killed by Lord Vishnu on the back of lion in Devasura Sangram, he took birth through that Padmavati and Ugrasena as Kans. So he has enmity towards Lord Vishnu since generations together. Just as we say, some companies, they are Raymond since 1925, something like that. So similarly, he had enmity towards Lord Vishnu since generations together. So when she learned that, she and her father tried to kill that embryo in every possible way. But still they could not kill. For about 10 years that embryo was within her womb, that baby was within her womb. And he said, my dear mother, please don't try to kill me because I can never be killed. I am Kalanemi. I have taken birth in your womb just to kill Lord Vishnu out of revenge. So please don't try to kill me. After saying, the child remained silent. So they were lamenting, what a misfortune situation is this. And thereafter, Kansa was born. And here, Ugrasena had a brother, Devak. He gave birth to Devaki. And Devaki and Vasudev, they are married in today's shloka, they are going home. And Kansa, the cousin, the son of Ugrasena, is carrying her out of affection. So this is the background of Kansa and the sixth son. That's why Narad Muni instigated Kansa to kill the six sons of Devaki. So these six sons of Marichi, then six grandchildren of Hiranyakashipu, they came as the six sons of Devaki. And that's why Narad Muni instigated Kansa Maharaj to kill them. What is this? You'll be cheated by the demigods and the Vishnu like anything, so you killed them. As soon as they were killed, they were supposed to be delivered from the curse. That's why Narada Muni wanted their deliverance. So he instigated that anger and concern. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in his Sararta Darshini, he mentions these six Garbhasuras, Shad Garbhasuras they are called. They represent our six anarthas. The great saint of Tukaram Maharaj, Maharashtra, he says, this is in Marathi, if you understand Marathi, you will relish it. Ole Mrityukache Mandir At Sahajana Undir. This body is like a temple of Maya. And there are about six rats. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Mada, Moha, Matsar. And these six sons of Devaki represent these six anarthas. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he explains, Devaki represents sadhaka, Kansa represents the fear of material nature. If we have this healthy fear of material nature as a sadhaka, then I may forget Krishna. This healthy fear is very important. That can kill our six anarthas. So it is very important to have fear of Maya. That's why Prabhupada used to say, my only concern is that you Westerners, you do not have enough fear of Maya. And we Indians, we are westernized. There is no difference. One time one American Maharaj was telling, one sannyasi was telling that sometimes when we come to Mumbai, we feel more pity on you because you are more degraded than the Westerners. Like that. So that's why we should have healthy fear of Maya. That is concern. That can kill these six Garbhasuras, these six Anarthas in our heart. Then Balramji and his representatives as Guru, they will create a suitable place in our heart. Then Krishna can appear in our heart as eighth child of Devaki. In this purport, there is one very wonderful line that Devaki was very happy to know that Supreme Personality of Godhead, her son, will kill Kansa. She was happy. How come an innocent devotee lady like Devaki will be happy at somebody's death or murder? Prahlad Maharaj answers this question in 7th canto. Modayat sadurapi vrichika sarpa hatya. Even a sadhu or Vaishnava is always happy when he sees a scorpion and a snake is being killed. When Srila Prabhupada was reading this shloka, he was having doubt, what is this? This is not good. Prabhupada was not much convinced. When he went to meet his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in Chaitanya Math, Mayapur, there he saw Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was in his balcony, and from balcony he saw one snake. Immediately he said, kill them, kill that snake, immediately. So he had read that verse, and thereafter he saw the behavior of an acharya. He was convinced, yes, modayat sadurapi vrichika sarpa hatya. So that's why Devaki is happy to know that Kansa will be killed by her son. So there is no wrong in that description. As Vaishnava is always happy to see the snake and scorpion is being killed. And the mentality of such kind of people, such kind of animals, those people have, they also can be killed. They also, if they are killed, then the Vaishnava is satisfied. So in essence, we discussed about how Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Swarupam, and then the great Shukadeva Goswami Parikshit Maharaj, the greatest accomplishers of their own spheres of life, they are also relishing Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam's 10th canto is Mukhamandala of the Lord. And Vasudeva, despite his promises, he fulfilled Krishna's desire, disregarding his own vows. And we saw the history of Lord Brahma, Marichi and his six sons, how they got birth as Kalanimis six sons, grandchildren of Hiranyakashipu. We also saw that how Lord Vishnu killed Kalanimi in Devasura Sangram. And background, how Kansa was born, reborn. Earlier he was Kalanimi as the son of Ugrasena and Padmavati. And as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur suggests, if we have this healthy fear of Maya, then we can kill the six anarthas in our heart. And every Vaishnava is happy when he sees the Vuchika and Sarpa is being killed. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If we have one comment and one question, we'll take, because I'm having some time restrictions. Thank you.
Roji, in purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that the six sons of the Devaki were killed by Kamsa, got liberation. How will understand that a demon like Kamsa, when he will kill the sons of Devaki, and these sons will get liberation? Killing by a demon and the person get liberation, how we will understand this?
You understood the question? How Kamsa can kill someone and they get liberation, isn't it? Basically, they were cursed by Hiranyakashipu that you will be reborn as Devaki's sons and you will be killed. It was a long chain of plan. It was beginning from Brahma's pastime. That's why I narrated background, at the background that Brahma's pastime. They were supposed to return to Brahmaloka at Marichi's place. So they were punished for their offense of laughing at Brahma as becoming the sons of Kalanimi and grandchildren of Hiranyakashipu. And Lord Brahma used Hiranyakashipu to give them curse so that they can return back home. And that same Brahma used Kansa to kill them so that they can return back home to Brahmaji. And there is another explanation given for this liberation. They were staying in the same home where Krishna appeared. They did some service to Krishna. So that's why they were liberated. Nothing, just by seeing Krishna in the battlefield, if they can achieve liberation, they are coming in the mood of enmity. As Uddhava says, Aho bakeyam stanakala kutam jighamsaya paya yadapya sadhvim libhe gatim dhatri uchitam tato anyam kam vadayalum sharanam brajema jighamsaya paya yadapya sadhvi. Although she disguised herself as a sadhvi, putana, but she had come to do apaya, to kill Krishna, still she achieved position as Dhai or assistant of Mother Yashoda. Kamva dayalum sharanam rajima. If we lovingly surrender to Krishna or do positive service, what benediction we will get? So the same benediction the six Garbhasuras achieved. That's why they achieved the liberation, because they were in favorable party of Krishna. They were on the side of Vasudev and Devaki. That's why they got liberation. Hare Krishna. Okay, your question is always nice.
Can I comment on his question?
Yes, definitely.
So I read somewhere in Bhagavatam, after Kansa killed these six sons, they took birth in Sutal Loka. And then on request of Devaki, Krishna brought them back.
Yes.
And after drinking the milk of Devaki mother, they got celestial body.
Yes, yes. This I forgot, because when Krishna brought them back, I think it was from Yamaloka he brought. And he brought them back to Devaki, and she felt motherly affection, Vatsalya Bhava, and there was milk. And some devotees were telling it was Mahaprasad of Krishna, because Krishna, when he was born in the jail, he had drunk that, and thereafter he had departed for Gokula. So that's why by drinking their Mahaprasada, they got liberated. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your comment. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande.